TFW monitoring.
TFW AEC4AG.
I don't believe I've talked to you before. The name over here is Ken.
This is Austin. Yeah, I'm only in town every now and then. I'm from Greenville, but over off Hudson Road. But I live in Kentucky now. My family and everything still lives here, so whenever I'm here, I like to check out the repeater. How you doing today?
Just out in this field, walking the dog, and we live in Greer, and that's where I'm at, right off of 290 right now, and my daughter lives in Kentucky.
I'll be turning on 290 here in a few minutes, off 25, probably headed that way, so I guess you could say you're outstanding in your field.
You follow 290 all the way down to 29 in Greer.
We cut through Taylor's and then just go down in front of Taylor's First Baptist and take a left and then head over, cut across in front of YMCA and go up, come right out on Hudson, right there by Hudson Road there.
I'm walking in the field across from the Ingles right now.
Heck of where you are. I've been at that angle several times.
No subdivision over there by the red light.
Pretty nice weather. It was 40. It was like 43 when I left Kentucky around lunchtime. And it's pretty nice here. I'm about to roll my windows down.
I think it's calling it 74 right now. Light freeze, but I think there's a chance of some scattered frost tonight. But it's supposed to be, for the most part, I think, in the 70s the next few days.
Where does your daughter live?
Central. It's about an hour west of I-75. Closest big town, not that it's a big town, would be Danville.
Somerset, it's probably just, I don't know, it's maybe 30 minutes from Danville. It's probably, maybe 45 minutes south of Danville, but it's right there on Lake Cumberland, but it's, if we're doing a simple workout, we take parts to Danville, well, just about every day. We deliver, it's in our delivery area. Of course, we go all the way up to Lexington, actually.
Time on the way coming back from there, we decided to take the scenic route, and so we went down through Somerville and went down that way, saw the lake and everything. That's a really beautiful area right there.
Right, Dad says it reminds him of the way Greenville kind of was back, 20, 30 years ago. Probably more like 30, 40 now. But it's nice. I like it. My wife's from up there, and we met down here, and when she got married, she got done with school, she wanted to move back home. She said if we wanted to get married, I had to move, so I guess I packed my stuff and moved. But I like it up there. It's nice. I miss home a lot, but, you know, it's not that far. It's a 5.5-hour drive. It's not bad. And I was going to bring my whole family, but my little boy was sick, and we were afraid to have a bunch of upset stomach, you know, on the road and everything, and didn't want to make my sister's kids sick or anything. So, we didn't want to bring the kids, and she just said for me to go on, then come on down here and help Dad with some stuff, and I think he's got me a birthday cake made. So go visit my grandparents, but they I feel bad leaving them, but he's fine. We're just afraid he'd be contagious or something, and don't want to get, you know, my sister's kid sick because I don't want to see him. And I feel kind of guilty, but I guess it's all right.
You on that, and I know how Greenville was when I graduated in 78, there wasn't anything here. I had to leave. I didn't come back until the mid-90s because there just wasn't anything. And that trip up there to Kentucky is, man, we love it. It's a beautiful ride. Like you said, it's not really all that far if you just sit back and enjoy the ride, right?
It's a little harder with all the traffic from all the construction, but there again, it's still a nice ride, you know. There's a little road that on my way to work that I take, and it's really, people take it thinking it's a shortcut, but it's actually not. Half the time, it's half and half. But the reason I take it is because there's always cows standing out in their field, and I just love seeing all them cows standing out in that field. Every day on the way to work, I can see them cows standing out in that field, and I just love it. It just makes me happy. It makes my day better. So I'd usually take it, even though sometimes I end up sitting in a line of people that think it's a shortcut when it's not. But I like seeing them cows, and it's a nice field. It's got a nice look. It looks like, you know, pretty kind of picturesque, you know. But it's a nice area. They're putting in a bourbon distillery right down the road, though, so I don't know what that's going to do to things. Hopefully don't mess up the little area we live in too bad.
With little country towns. I think we went down, I don't remember what road I took to get from Danville, but I went on down there to Somerville, and then it popped out on 75 right there where that big giant cross is. And then we went into another little town and followed a back road all the way down into Knoxville. And stopped at some of the little out-of-the-way places. That's where you find out, you know, how the people really are. And that, so we really enjoyed it. KN4TFW.
Crazy. Yeah, that's Highway 27. You go down through, you go through Danville and I guess Stanford and then a few other little towns, and then you get to Somerset, and then you go through McCrary County, which is like Whitley City. There's a train down there. They do Christmas in Whitley City. They have a train. Used to be a coal railroad, but I guess something like that. But now they do it's like a tourist train thing, and they turn it into the Polar Express for kids and stuff. You buy tickets to go do the Polar Express ride, and they do a whole thing every Christmas now. They skipped it for a couple of years because of COVID, and then one year they just did a Christmas train because they didn't do the Polar Express thing because of COVID, but then they went back to the Polar Express this last year, and we got to go ride on it. It was my son loves it. The baby didn't really get it, but my 4-year-old, oh, he was over the moon. It's a nice little area. They're in a rally race down there at the end of April, strangely enough. It's the first one that they're doing, but I guess it's going to be every year. But our radio club's going to do communications for it. So that ought to be pretty cool. I think I got to work that day, but I'm going to try to head down after and see if I can't help out. But yeah, it's a pretty neat little area. Then you go down through Oneida, and then I think Huntsville is Alabama. Not Alabama. Huntsville, Tennessee. I keep thinking about Alabama. I don't know why I said that. Huntsville, Tennessee is, I think, the name of where you go through. And then there's a couple other little towns, and you pop out right there at that big cross. So we always, when we tell which way we're going to go, we're going to go down to the cross or we're going to go on the interstate. That's a big landmark. If we tell people how to get there, that's what we tell them to turn at.
If you missed that thing, you weren't paying attention. I think we went through, in their little town right there called Clinton, got some shops in it, and then I think we cut through there and then went on down to Knoxville.
I think so. I don't know exactly where Clinton is, but I think it's somewhere out in there. But yeah, there's a bunch of little towns and stuff you can go to, and you can take as much time as you want. There's some pretty cool stuff. I tell you, if you haven't been to it up there, next time you go, especially if you come back that way, you can make a detour off of 27 and go over to, there's a road off to the left that'll take you out there, and it's called Cumberland Falls, and you may have already been there, I don't know, but it's, they call it the Niagara Falls of the South, and it's a really neat, you know, place, waterfall, and it's also one of the only places that has a predictable moonbow, which is, I guess, kind of like a rainbow, but it's at night, and you really can't see any color much. They say in the summertime, or maybe the winter, you can see the color better, but of course, I watched a video, and this guy did a thing. He took a picture of one, and I don't know where he was at, but there was color, and you just couldn't see it. But the camera could pick it up, so he took a picture with it. But I always want to do that down there. But when you go, everybody's taking pictures with flash in the dark, which is, you know, I guess they just don't know them better, but that's what's happened. So you can't really do a long exposure out there.
We go see there. We like to go see all the little, you know, the little sites that aren't really the tourist traps and everything, and because there's a lot of stuff to see. I mean, coming back I-40, we got off at one of the remote exits there right when you get into North Carolina, and went back a bunch of gravel roads and stuff like that, and there's a ton of different things to see and little towns that just pop up all of a sudden. I went to a site, I think it's called gravelmap.com, and it shows you where all the gravel maps are, or gravel roads are in the whole country, and that was pretty interesting. But we have made it back to the house, so I'm going to say 73 and hope you enjoy the weekend and the weather down here. And I have forgot your name, I'm sorry, but KN4TFW.
AC4AG, this is Austin. Austin Grubbs is my name. Yeah, it's good to talk to you, Tim. It was Tim, I think, wasn't it? I'm bad with names too, myself. It was great to talk to you, and I may try to check into that tonight, if I can catch it. And I'll talk to you after a while, and 73 to you. Take care, KN4TFW from AC4AG.
And it was Ken.
Yeah, okay, sorry about that. Well, at least I had the amount of letters right.
Yeah, I won't be checking in at night. I got to be up at 4, so we're going to turn in early.
Well, I'll let you get to bed then. That's early. Early bird, I guess you're going to get the worm. All righty, well, we'll talk to you after a while. Ken, you have a good one, bud. EC480, standing by.